Well, I think this is probably going to be my last boot in Norfolk. I head back home in a couple of days. This is just a quick one, just to mention a couple of photography books that I managed to pick up. The first is Richard Fitzgerald and Vanishing Island, which is a book from about 1986. It's got some fantastic black and white and colour work in, dating from the early 70s right through to about 1985. That cost me £10, was in a second-hand bookshop, in a travel section, ironically. It wasn't in the photography section where you would expect to find it. It was somewhere else. So it just goes to show that it pays to have a look around in these bookshops in the various different sections. I know that Waterstones do that as well. I've seen Steve McCurry's work in the travel section and not in the photography section. The second book I got was Waters of Cumbria, which is a series of landscapes by David Herod. That's another fantastic book as well. I found that in, I think that's a new book. I could be wrong, might be second hand. But it's in very good condition anyway. But it's just a similar type of photography to what I do, similar sort of landscape photography, and I'm just keeping an eye on photography of Cumbria, because next year I'm hoping to go with a 5.4 camera. I don't know exactly when, hopefully maybe about April, May time, something like that, so I can get a bit of study in and see what's been taken and try and produce some cracking work myself next year. But the Vanishing Island one is fantastic. It's a book that I'd read a review of about 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. It'd be about 1987 now, so it'd be 24 years ago. And I was just flicking through the book and suddenly saw three images that I remembered from this magazine review. And instantly I just thought, ah yes, I remember this. So it goes to show how photographs, really good photographs, can get embedded in your mind and stay there, and you can bring them back later. You can remember them. I must admit, the Vanishing Island one, I'm really pleased with. I'm pleased with both of them. Most of the photography books that were in the bookshops were quite honestly, you know, more technically based. So, you know, to be able to find something like Vanishing Island, which I imagine probably isn't that easy to get hold of these days, especially for what I paid for it, is quite a find. And I do like finds. I've still yet to beat, though, Don McCullen's Homecoming book for £1 on a car boot sale stall. That is the one that I've got to beat. Don McCullen for £1. What a bargain.